We're going to take a look today at 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 12, where Paul writes, "For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know, just as I also am known." A really strange story came out in the London Daily Mail a little while ago about a little 9-year-old boy in England who was rushed to the hospital after having a seizure. Apparently, when he came to, he lost the ability to speak for a few weeks. And when he finally started speaking, he had a new accent. Typically, he had a strong Yorkshire accent, but after the seizure, he suddenly started speaking with the same accent as Queen Elizabeth. Now, this only lasted for a little while, and eventually he started sounding just like his old self. But this is not the first time something like this has happened. In fact, a famous Czech race car driver had the very same thing happen to him in England. He was involved in an accident that left him unconscious on a speedway. And when he finally came to, he suddenly spoke English fluently when he'd previously spoken in a very broken pattern. And just like the 9-year-old boy, his new English-speaking ability vanished after a few days, and he returned to his old self also. Now, it's strange, isn't it? Exactly which part of the human brain kicked in to give these two people such amazing linguistic ability? And why did it go away after a few days? Is it possible that our minds have much greater potential than we've been letting on? Is it possible that when human beings slipped into rebellion against God, that we greatly diminished our intellectual capacity, and these rare lapses into linguistic genius are just indicators that we were once much brighter than we find ourselves now? It frankly wouldn't surprise me, given the devastating consequences that sin has had on our all-round physical well-being. And it kind of leaves me excited about the possibilities of the world to come. Paul says in our passage today that we really don't have an accurate perception of the universe we live in. Our senses have been tainted by sin, and our ability to comprehend has been poisoned by the effects of selfishness and sin. But the day is coming, Paul says, when we will no longer see things dimly. The curtain of ignorance is going to be lifted, and our body of knowledge will be much more complete. Every time we make a new discovery in the realm of physics or psychology or biology, we're astounded by how much we really didn't know just a few years earlier. And we have to fight the temptation to think of our ancestors as unfortunate simpletons. The truth is that given enough time, and given that Jesus doesn't come back first, our descendants are going to think of us as simpletons because of all the things they've discovered since we died. And all of us are starting to sense that the universe holds secrets much bigger than the stuff we already know. In fact, the more we learn, the smaller we feel. So, what does that have to do with you? Well, more than you might think. As you approach each decision you have to make today, bear in mind that your body of knowledge is imperfect, and if you really want to live successfully today, it sure wouldn't hurt to humbly seek a little advice from somebody who doesn't see dimly. And that advice is readily available in a book that most of us have sitting somewhere in our houses. And of course, learning to see clearly will always prove to be a better way to live.